Number 4. Death of Lekram, a sign for the people of India. I now turn to another prophecy, one of many which proved the truth of Islam to the people of India. Their fulfillment moved several hundred thousand persons and convinced them of the truth of Islam and persuaded many of them to declare openly that Islam was the true religion. The effect of the prophecy has continued ever since. The circumstances of the prophecy are that late in the last century, a new Hindu sect called the Arya Samaj came into existence. Seeing the low condition of Islam in our time, this sect conceived a bold plan to convert Muslims to the Hindu religion. To this end, Arya Samaj writers began to publish the most scurrilous attacks on Islam. The most daring of these leaders and writers was one Lekram. In the course of several exchanges, Hazrat Mirza Sahib tried to explain to this Arya leader the truth of Islam, but to no avail. Lekram stuck to his anti-Islam ideas and schemes. He produced the most distorted translations of passages from the Quran. Common decency found it difficult even to read those translations. He held the most foul views about the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran. The best of mankind, he thought, the worst of mankind. The best book in the world, the worst. A diseased eye cannot stand the light. This was the case with Lekram. The controversy with him began to mount. Lekram went further and further in his abuse of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, and ridicule of Hazrat Mirza Sahib. He also became impatient for a sign. Hazrat Mirza Sahib prayed to God and learnt that this man's end was near. Before publishing this prophecy, Hazrat Mirza Sahib offered to withhold publication of the prophecy if Lekram had any objection. But Lekram said he had nothing to fear from such prophecies. The revelations received at first were general. No time limit had been set for Lekram's end. Lekram insisted on a time limit. Hazrat Mirza Sahib therefore withheld publication of the prophecy until he had more knowledge from God. Eventually, he learned that Lekram was due to meet with a fatal calamity within 6 years counting from February 20th, 1893. On receiving this assurance, Hazrat Mirza Sahib published the prophecy. He added to it an Arabic revelation relating to Lekram. عِجْلٌ جَسَدٌ لَهُ خُوَارٌ لَهُ نَسَبٌ وَعَذَابٌ. A miserable, half-dead calf. Nothing awaits it but disgrace and destruction. Declaring his prophecy and this revelation, Hazrat Mirza Sahib wrote, addressing all religious parties, "If, within 6 years from today, February 20th, 1893, this man does not meet with punishment from God, which is unusual in its poignancy and tragedy, and which impresses all and sundry with the fear of the Lord, then let everybody think that I am not from God." A little later, Hazrat Mirza Sahib elaborated the prophecy on the basis of further revelations. He wrote, "وَبَشَّرَنِي رَبِّي وَقَالَ مُبَشِّرًا سَتَعْرِفُ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ وَالْعِيدُ أَقْرَبُ." And God gave me the tidings that I will witness a day of Eid, and this day will be close to the Eid. He went on, وَمِنْهَا مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي وَاسْتَجَابَ دُعَائِي فِي رَجُلٍ مُفْسِدٍ عَدُوِّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ الْمُسَمَّى لِكْرَامِ الفشاوري وأخبرني ربي أنه من الهالكين إنه كان يسب نبي الله ويتكلم في شأنه بكلمات خبيثة فدعوت عليه وبشرني ربي بموته في ست سنة إن في ذلك لآيات للطالبين. And among the graces of God which I have received in this, that He has accepted my prayers relating to one Lekaram, and that He has informed me that He will soon receive His just deserts. This man was foul in his abuse of the Holy Prophet. I prayed against him. So my God informed me that this man will die within 6 years. There are signs in this for seekers after truth. A little later, Hazrat Mirza Sahib added further details to the prophecy. These were published as a note inside the front cover of his book, Barakat ud-Dua. It was headed, A Further Prophecy About Lekaram of Peshawar. In the course of it, he wrote, Today, April 2nd, 1893 AD, Ramadan 14th, 1310 after Hijrah, early in the morning, in semi-sleep, I saw myself sitting in a large house, some friends with me. Suddenly, in front of me, I saw a man, fearful looking with bloodshot eyes. As I saw, he seemed a strange creature, of a strange character. Not a human being, I thought, but a dreadful and dangerous angel. He struck terror into those who saw him. As I looked at him, he asked, Where is Lekaram? Then he named another and asked me his whereabouts also. I then understood that this person had been appointed to punish Lekaram and this other man. Hazrat Mirza Sahib also referred to Lekaram in his Persian verse included in his book Aina-i Kamalat-e-Islam. Illa e dushmane nadan wabe rah batras az teghe burrane Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Foolish and misguided foe, fear the sharp sword of Muhammad. Ala e munkare az shan Muhammad ham az noore numayan Muhammad. Denier of the greatness of Muhammad and of the luminous light of Muhammad. Karamat garche be naam o nishanast bea bangar ze ghulman Muhammad. Miracles may seem a thing of the past, come yet and see one through the devotees of Muhammad. Put together, the prophecies relating to Lekaram foretold 1. That Lekaram would meet with a calamity which would prove fatal for him. 2. That this calamity would take place within 6 years. 3. That it would be on a day close to Eid, just before or just after. 4. That Lekaram would meet with the fate of the calf of Samri, that is, dismemberment and death and dispersion of his ashes into a river. 5. That this fatal process would be carried out by a ruddy person with bloodshot eyes. 6. That Lekaram would be a victim of the sword of Muhammad. These details are so clear and determinate that nobody can have any doubt about their meaning and content. 5 years after the publication of these prophecies, however, people started ridiculing the promised Messiah. The time limit of the prophecies, they said, was over and nothing had happened. Could Mirza Sahib still be genuine? But the next Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan, occurred on a Friday. On the day following the Eid, that is Saturday, in the afternoon, an unknown person stabbed Lekaram in the stomach with a sharp knife. Stabbed on Saturday, Lekaram died on Sunday. The word of God came true in all its grim details. The prophecy had laid down a 6-year limit. Likram died within 6 years. The prophecy said the fatal event would occur on a day close to the Eid, and that this day would prove the Eid of the believers. It happened exactly like this. Likram was stabbed on the day following the Eid. The prophecy said that Likram would meet his end at the hands of a fearful, red-looking person. That is exactly what happened. Likram was to be a victim of the sword of Muhammad, so he died of a stab wound. The prophecy said that Likram would meet a fate similar to the fate of the calf of Samri. This calf was dismembered on a Saturday, burnt to ashes. The ashes dispersed in a river. This is what happened to Likram. Being a Hindu, he was cremated and his ashes thrown into a river. The story of the murder of Likram is that sometime before, a man with bloodshot eyes had come to him, wishing to be converted from Islam to Hinduism. People tried to dissuade Likram from entertaining him, but Likram did not heed. This man became Likram's trusted companion. Likram had appointed the fateful Saturday as the day of his conversion. Likram was busy writing. He asked for some book. This man, pretending to hand Likram the book, slipped a knife into his stomach and turned the knife round and round so as to cut the entrails thoroughly. He then disappeared, according to the statement of Likram's family. Likram was on the upper floor of the house. Near the gate, on the ground floor, were many men. But no one saw the murderer come down and escape. Likram's mother and wife were certain he was still in the house. On a search of the house, nobody was found. Where had he disappeared to? Into the earth or the sky? Likram died in great pain on Sunday. On a Sunday, the promised Messiah had seen in a vision this red-looking, fearful murderer who asked for Likram. Likram's end was a sign of the truth of the promised Messiah, a divine warning for those who would heap vile abuse on the person of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God.